theme today is Go in Love, and I want to use the passage from John's Gospel that we read to look at a number of points that it raises, and to share some of the experiences that we have had with the Vine Trust over the past few years. I'm conscious that some of you may know a lot about the Vine Trust and others will know virtually nothing. So let me just explain a little bit what has been taking up a bit of my time over the last few years with the Vine Trust. Vine Trust is a charity, a volunteering charity. It was set up in 1985 by a Church of Scotland in Bowness, outside Edinburgh, by the minister, Reverend Albert Bogle. And in 1985, you may remember, was the year of the horrendous famines. We seem to have regular famines now, but there was particular publicity around that time. And the church there wanted to respond and do something. So they set up Branches, which was a little gift shop, which actually is still going strong. But 17 years later, or 18 years later, the Vine Trust was really established with and employed its very first person. Because up until then, it was basically a little shop that made a little bit of money each year, and that money was then distributed to overseas challenges, be they famines, be they disasters of any shapes and various shapes and sizes. But in 2003, the Reverend Willie McPherson, who was also a Church of Scotland minister, also in Bowness, interestingly enough, he decided to move out of the parish and become the Vine Trust's first employee. And because he had a passion to help children in some of the poorest parts of the world. And he wanted to do this by connecting people to change lives. And hence, the Vine Trust was born as a volunteering charity. Since 2003, we have now built 6 homes in Peru, in South America. These homes are now being handed over to Scripture Union Peru in their entirety. We've also built 5 orphanages in Tanzania, around the Moshi area of Tanzania, northern Tanzania, beside Kilimanjaro, where the incidence of AIDS is particularly high. We've also built over 100 family homes in the Moshi area for the most vulnerable of families that have been impacted by AIDS. We've also got a medical side, and some of you will know the medical side better than the construction side. But we have a medical program operating in the Amazon in Peru, and we also have a medical program operating in Lake Victoria in Tanzania. And since 2003, we've treated over 1.3 million patients in Amazonia, where 94% of the people who live are in extreme poverty. And in Lake Victoria, we have now treated over 200,000 patients living in the poorest conditions on the islands on the southern end of Lake Victoria, where 1 in 3 people suffer from the HIV virus. We've also had a number of television programs. Some of you may have seen recently the epic voyage of Jubilee Hope, which was our medical boat going to Lake Victoria. A very simple task, you might think, but the boat left the UK, went to Kenya, and then had to be lifted out of the water and travel across land by 520 miles to get to Lake Victoria. A major task in engineering terms, but we managed to do it. Let's go back to John's Gospel and what we learnt. And the first point I wanted to raise was, it says in verse 4, "Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Some of you will know that my professional career was at EY. Indeed, I am an accountant, or I think I was at one point. Despite this, one of my most challenging experiences was with the Vine Trust when the board asked me for advice as to whether we should proceed with the construction of our latest medical vessel called Fourth Hope. At that time, we had the opportunity to acquire a hull of a vessel that had been lying dormant in a shipyard in Bristol. It was going to be the sister ship of the Gosport Ferry in Portsmouth, which was a ferry journey that lasted 8 minutes each way. And this shipyard was owned by an individual who was about to retire, and he wanted to get rid of this hull that was lying rusting in his yard, but he also wanted to do something that was a bit different for his last contract. And so we started engaging with him, and with a retired naval architect, a bunch of other volunteers, drawings were then made to convert this rusting hull into a medical vessel. 18 months later, that medical vessel eventually left Babcock left the Babcock Yard in Rosyth to travel to the Amazon, and is now delivering healthcare to hopefully 200,000 people per year for the next 20 years. The challenge that we had at the board was how we didn't have the resources to do this vessel. We didn't have the skills to do this vessel. We didn't have the process in place. We didn't have a project plan that you would expect any engineering business to have before it started in a major contract. At the end of the day, we actually paid out in cash. We received some pretty generous donations, and we paid out in cash £550,000 for a vessel that is now valued at £3 million. The rest of that value was gifts in kind from companies, including Babcock, who did all the outfitting free of charge for us, but many companies, many from Aberdeen here, that helped us to get this vessel completed. As a board, we felt connected to the Vine, because without that connection, we could not have taken that decision. And it's probably one of the most powerful things that I felt as we were sitting there. We thought, we've got this opportunity, we've got this rough plan. There were huge gaps, and being an accountant, I was most nervous about the financial gaps that we could end up having a half-finished vessel with no money to complete it. We had to have faith. And I think going in love is about having that faith to do something that's out of the ordinary. It should take us out of our comfort zone if we are going in love. And it's with that going in love and being connected to the Vine that makes a lot of these things possible. It's not being rash, but it's being careful in prayer. My second point that comes from John's Gospel is that you need a reason. Verse 12 says, "My command is, love each other as I have loved you." Many people ask me, and I'm sure the same questions are asked to many of our volunteers, is why do you spend so much time with the Vine Trust? Why do you work in Tanzania and Peru? There are lots of other needy challenges in the world. All you need to do is switch on your television and you'll see challenge upon challenge in this world. All you need to do is walk down Union Street in Aberdeen or any city centre, and you'll see some of the challenges of the homeless people that we have even in this country. So why Should we do something? And I keep reminding people of the famous story, you've probably heard it, of the two men walking along the beach. The beach is covered in stranded starfish. And one man bends down and throws a starfish back into the water. And then he picks up another one and throws it back into the water. Another man says, "Why bother? There are thousands of starfish in this beach. What difference are you going to make throwing one or two back into the water?" And the man just turns and says, "It makes a difference to this one." And he throws it back into the water. It makes a difference to this one. And I think that's what going in love is about. It's about making a difference to somebody. It's making a difference to somebody else. And I think when we look at the world, when we look at all the challenges in our church, in our cities, and in the world at large, the problems seem huge. They are huge. But you know, if each of us do something, then we can make a difference. If each of us love someone, if each of us go in love, then a difference can take place. The command that we are given is to love each other as I have loved you. We all know the story of the Good Samaritan. Do we want to be that Pharisee who walks past? Or do we want to be the Good Samaritan who actually steps out of our comfort zone and does something? When we have the reason, we have to respond. We must do something. Go in love. Go is a verb. It means doing something. It means action. We've just had the Children in Need programs on BBC. I'm sure many of you were watching on Friday night. And I believe that over £55 million was raised. Fantastic. Fantastic. And thank God that so many people responded in this way. But you know, I believe this passage that we've been reading asks us to do something as well. At Vinetrust, we're quite proud that we're a volunteering charity. We've had over 3,000 volunteers on our medical programs, on our construction programs, on our schools program. 3,000 people have gone out to Peru or Tanzania to help those in need. Our slogan is connecting people to change lives. Everyone can do something because we can all connect. We can all connect people. You know, I wouldn't ask my 84-year-old mother-in-law to go and dig a trench or a foundation in Tanzania. It just wouldn't be her thing. I don't think it would be her thing when she was 34 either, but that's another matter. But you know, it may not be our thing. We may not be able to go and volunteer and dig a foundation of a house. It's great fun doing it, I have to say. Lynn and I did it last year, and we had a super time. But it's not for everybody. And it's not for everybody to go and help with the medical program, because we're not all medically trained. But you know, I'm sure most of you will have a phone. And in that phone, you'll have a contacts list. Or maybe in the olden days, there was a telephone list and a bit of paper. But we all know people. We all have friends. We all have families. And someone in your contact list can be encouraged to go and do something. And that's part of our role. Part of our role is to do something. And that doing might simply be encouraging someone else to go and do that difficult task. It's connecting people to change lives. I, I obviously look after the financial side of Vine Trust. And people say, oh, you must be always asking for money. And yes, I do ask people, so give money, please. But actually, I would much rather have you ask one of your friends, one of your family, to be a volunteer for Vine Trust than have your money. Because funnily enough, what we have discovered is the more that you ask people to do something, the more they become engaged in the whole program, and actually, you'll get the money anyway. And that's what this passage is about. It's actually about responding. It's about doing something. And you know, once you do things, it's amazing what happens. We get feedback from our volunteers, and from one of the volunteer doctors said, I now understand why I trained to be a doctor, because this was raw medicine. It was going out in the middle of nowhere, the remotest part of the world, in a boat. You don't have the NHS behind you. You don't have that support. You cannot refer the patient to somebody else. You just have to do what you can and love that person and use your skills and whatever equipment is there to do what you can. The joy in experiencing a young man being helped onto Amazon Hope 2 as a blind man, and then seeing that same man walk off Amazon Hope, being able to see, having just had a cataract operation. The joy in seeing a young mother giving birth to a baby who is free from the HIV virus as a result of the treatment given to the mother that had been delivered from the Jubilee Hope in Tanzania. We believe that in that particular island, it's the first baby ever that's been born free from the HIV virus. The joy in seeing a young person from Kincorth Academy here in Aberdeen speaking openly about the life-changing experience that she had in Peru. We can all respond, we can all do things, and it's about doing things that we can have some of these experiences. And I'm not saying Vine Trust is any different from any other charity work. I'm not talking necessarily about charity work. I'm talking about loving your neighbour, loving each other, and being willing to do something. But after we respond, we have to be resolute. It isn't easy to love. There are setbacks and challenges. Verse 16 tells us of the promise that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. You know, within the Vine Trust, although we've been pretty successful in what we've been able to achieve over the last 15 years, there's been huge setbacks, huge disappointments with our partners, who we thought were terrific in country and then let us down. With people who say, I'm going to do something, and then they don't. We've all seen it. We've all experienced it. Loving is not easy. But we have to keep going, and the Father will look after us, and he will give us whatever we ask in his name. We are about connecting people to change lives. The lives of people in Peru, the lives of people in Tanzania, but the lives of people here in the UK as our volunteers, their lives have been changed, many of them in quite a dramatic way. One fascinating story, our patron is Princess Anne, Princess Royal. And she was handing out the graduation ceremony of one of the universities for the medical program. And I can't remember which university it was, but this young man was introduced as being from Peru, and he had come over and done his medical training and was going back to Peru. And as he came up to collect his degree, Princess Anne said, you need to go and volunteer with the Vine Trust. He didn't know anything about Vine Trust, but he suddenly got, oof. And so off he went. And afterwards, he Googled Vine Trust, found out about us, and volunteered for our program. What he didn't know is that Princess Anne was actually going to be in Peru at the same time as he was on the program, and they actually met each other again for the second time. Connecting people to change lives. His life has been changed. Go in love is what we're being asked to do, but we must remain in the vine. We must remain in the vine and keep connected. There must be a reason for our actions and a passion to do something. We have the command. We must respond, and we must be resolute and stay with it, as going in love is not always easy. However, we have that command, love each other. And it's up to each of us to do something, each of us to respond, each of us to love each other.